Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, February 1st, 2018. Following the severe attack on a BVG employee over the weekend, the Senator for Economic Affairs, Energy and Business, Ramona Pop of the Green Party, spoke out, stating that the increasing brutality is stunning and that those who bring the public safely through the city day and night should not become the targets of violence. The BVG employee had wanted to report a passenger with a gun on Saturday morning on the U5 when he got off at Louis-Löwenstrasse in Hellersdorf. The stranger attacked the 49-year-old and severely injured his head and eyes. There have been 5 more attacks on security guards and controllers in the past few days. BVG press spokeswoman Petra Ritz stated that violence increases on the weekends, and it is not the numbers that are worrying, but the increasing inhibition of the attackers. Despite the recent increase in attacks, the BVG does not have plans for any new protective measures for employees. With searches in several German states, the federal police have taken action against an international ring of smugglers. As reported by the federal police, 3 men bringing refugees by truck via the Balkan route to Germany were arrested, 2 in Berlin-Neukölln and another in the Saxon town of Bad Muskau. Some 220 civil servants had previously searched apartments and businesses in Berlin, Saxony, North Rhine-Westphalia, and Bremen. Around 60 police officers and special forces were deployed in Berlin. Evidence was seized, and the suspects are now being questioned. As first reported by Mitteldeutscher Rundfunk, investigators are now hoping for new insights into the organizational structures of traffickers. According to a spokesperson for the federal police to the Berliner Morgenpost, the 3 suspects come from Poland, Bulgaria, and Turkey, and, together with other suspects, are said to have smuggled at least 160 migrants with trucks into Germany. Paying about 8,000 euros for the trip and hidden in the truck's loading areas, the migrants originate mainly from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. As reported previously on Berlin Briefing, only 2 weeks ago, the federal police succeeded in striking a blow against suspected smugglers. During nationwide raids, apartments were searched and 2 suspects were arrested. In Berlin and Brandenburg, the number of unemployed rose slightly in January. However, as the employment agency announced on Wednesday, it was the lowest increase in both states in the month of January since the start of the 1991 statistics. The reason is probably the comparatively warm weather, as in sectors like construction, there are usually more layoffs at the beginning of the year. In January, a total of 167,736 unemployed persons were registered in Berlin, a little over 8,000 more than in December, but about 15,000 fewer than in January 2017. In Brandenburg, the number of unemployed was also higher this January than in December 2017, but also lower than in January 2017. Nationwide, the number of unemployed has risen to 2.57 million. Aldi Nord wants to enter the Berlin housing market. The grocery discounter plans to build more than 2,000 rented apartments in at least 30 locations in Berlin. Yesterday, the company announced mixed-use real estate in Berlin. In concrete terms, it is about buildings with a shop space on the ground floor above which the apartments are to be built. The first 2 pilot projects are planned in Neukölln and Lichtenberg. Aldi Nord announced yesterday that existing branches would be demolished and new buildings erected. However, existing low-rise buildings could also be extended with flats. The shop space is to be increased at the same time. The company wants to offer 30% of the apartments as social housing at a price of 6 euros and 50 cents per square meter cold. The others will cost a maximum of 10 euros per square meter. The Berlin housing subsidy will not be used. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.